Good morning, everybody. We have with us today, and someone mentioned a while ago, one legend following another one. I don't know what that's about, but anyway. Dr. Stephen Gainey is with us this morning, the superintendent of Randolph County Schools. First question I got for you, you're going to work today, right?
Oh, yeah, I've already been there.
So I would assume then that you did not win the Powerball last night.
No, I did not.
Or the Mega Millions.
Had I won it, I'd still be at work. So.
Now, that was my next question, okay? Now, just to let you guys know, nobody won the Powerball again last night. Next time around, it's $640 million. The Mega Millions is $750 million. So, roughly about $1.6 billion, yeah, with a B that we have on there, the two jackpots combined. So that's my next question. I don't know how much money you make. It's none of my business how much money you make. But as a guy, you're not starving to death, though. I can tell you that. You're definitely not starving to death. What would you do if you won one of these jackpots?
Oh, I'd have to take a moment and think about it. I don't know. I'd probably save it for a while.
Okay.
I don't have an answer for that. I just
okay.
keep going to work every day.
I got to tell you, I lived in Richmond, Virginia when the lottery came in up there. And the first really big jackpot that came around was, I don't remember, $52, $53 million, something like that. This guy won it. And they talked to him, and he's like, oh, no, I'm not going to quit my job. I'm going to keep working. A month later, he had a house in Florida. He had a house in California. He had a house out in the Caribbean somewhere. So, anyway, but
yeah.
I don't guess we have to.
I would keep working. I enjoy my job too much. So,
good political answer there, Dr. Steve Gainey here with us this morning. Okay, let's get right into it today. January the 11th, I believe it was. You guys had a joint meeting there with the county commissioners and also the Board of Education members in Randolph County. Just briefly tell us what transpired there.
Well, that's a meeting we have every year. We started that back in January of 2014, my first year here. And what we do is we share with them what our local budget request will be that will be presented formally in May to them. And it gives a chance for the from now till then for commissioners to ask questions and for more clarification, board members to ask questions as well. And just... You know, the big thing there is continuing to work on building a positive relationship with our commissioners and our school system. And we talk about it, you know, that relationship being based on trust and transparency. And I enjoy that meeting. I enjoy the fact that both group of elected officials are in the room together. We have conversation. And quite frankly, I've said this many times. That's what I wanted as a superintendent. I wanted to be somewhere where elected officials we could come together and we could interact, and you know, as staff interact with elected officials and have those relationships. I think that's critical in public service and public government. And so that's an exciting day for me every year. And it starts the budget season for us every year. The budget season for the 21-22 school year has officially started, and it started with January the 11th.
As far as the budget is concerned, can you give us an idea? I mean, is it budget going to be increased significantly, or what are we looking at?
No, what we presented, we have two sides of the house with the budget. One of them is current expense funding, and we have two requests. We'll ask for some help with the supplements for our staff, local supplements, that's about $510,000. And then the biggest thing every year is what's called continuation costs. Those are costs that are going to continue to rise. And we have to have those funded every year before anything else. And that's about $518,000. So there was $1,028,000 on that side of the house and an additional $100,000 for our 9-year facility upgrade repair plan, which, by the way, that didn't exist until our board got behind it and our commissioners got behind it. They started this thing about we're in year 7 now, and to their credit, they got behind this, and it's led to great things such as we don't have a set of wood bleachers anywhere in the county in a high school stadium anymore because of that plan. We've replaced bleachers at Eastern Randolph, at Southwestern Randolph High School. We redid the whole stadium, and we just finished the bleachers at Trinity High School. So there have been some great things out of that plan, and big credit to our Board of Education and to our commissioners because they got behind this, and the funding for that didn't exist until the 14-15 school year. Now there's $850,000 of annual funding for that plan alone. And I just say thank you to both groups for their efforts to make that plan go. So we try to keep our request, as I say to them every year, reasonable in the same range from one year to the next, because we want everybody to be successful with budgets. What people don't understand about public budgets is, don't ask the group that's providing the funding. Don't put them in a position where they can't be successful either, because that doesn't work in a community. If somebody's always unsuccessful in that area, they take a hit, and that's not fair to them either. Yep. And our commissioners have been great to us, and they're friends of our school system without a doubt, and they are mentors to me, just like the Board of Education members are, and I value them. And that day is huge for me, and I've told people it's my favorite day of the year in this job, because just being able to go in that job, in that room with all of them together with me, that's exciting to me.
So we don't have to worry about the splinters in our keisters anymore at football games then, right?
Not at the high school games. Okay. That was a big thing. Our stadiums look great.
That's a good thing. Go over this real quickly. Trinity Middle School, under construction right now. Speaking of construction, scheduled to open in August of 2021. Braxton Craven is going to close down. Now, I know most people, well, maybe know this. Braxton Craven, if you've never visited up there, you really need to do that, because it used to be Trinity College, and of course, became Duke University. And they have a beautiful mural up there, and plaques, and different things of that. What exactly is going to happen to Braxton Craven? What's the plans for the building there?
Well, once we get Trinity Middle School open, we will work with the county on that. I believe somebody will use that facility. Hopefully, we can maintain use of the gym, because Trinity High School uses that right much for their different athletic teams, especially during the basketball season. We'll need, obviously, if you've looked at the Trinity High School football stadium, there's a big parking lot there that they use for Friday nights. We'll need access to that. But hopefully it'll stay inside the county somehow, between us and the commissioners, county government. It's not going to just go away, but it will not be a facility that we will continue to maintain, because we're going to shift our focus over to Trinity Middle. But I just want to say a big thank you to the Archdale Trinity community, because they made Braxton Craven work. The school system went to Braxton Craven to make it a sixth grade site on July 1, 1996, because Archdale Trinity Middle was overcrowded, and they have made it work all these years, and I just want to say a big thank you. They deserve this new middle school, and they're going to get it, and they deserve it. Now we'll have two full middle schools. Archdale Trinity Middle will become Wheatmore Middle starting in August 2021, and it'll be a 6-8 school, and this one will be 6-8 Trinity Middle. So thank you to the Archdale Trinity community for making Braxton Craven work for 25 years now, and they're going to get what they deserve, which is a brand new middle school to feed Trinity High School.
Are there any other plans for more construction as far as within the county school system after that's completed?
No, our focus after this will be simply on, you know, if you look at our 9-year plan, you see roofs, you see we've worked on windows, doors. I talked about stadiums. HVAC is a big issue throughout our school system. That's one that's there forever. We revised the plan 2 years ago to put placeholders in for HVAC issues. So we'll get this school open and maintain what we have and see where growth goes over the years. But again, this middle school doesn't happen if there wasn't the relationship between our commissioners and our Board of Education. It doesn't happen. That relationship's what's led to this school being built. Both groups got behind it, and just thank you to both groups, because they had this vision, and here we went. So,
all right. Do want to mention a few administrative appointments that took place recently. Bruce Carroll is the new principal at Archdale Trinity Middle School. Tracy Dawes, the new interim principal at Hopewell Elementary. And Matt Doherty is the new assistant principal over at Randolph Middle School. Also want to mention a young lady by the name of Sarah Wood Remery. She is the fourth grade teacher over at Trendale Elementary School. Doctor, tell us a little bit more about her.
Well, she is just a fantastic teacher, and if you went in her classroom, it wouldn't take you 5 minutes to realize you're around one of the nation's best, and that speaks volumes. She is one of three North Carolina finalists for the Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching. The president can award up to 108 people nationwide, and looking forward to hearing where that process takes Sarah. She is wonderful. And like I say, if you went in her classroom within the first 5 minutes, you'd understand why she's one of three North Carolina finalists for this national award. It is huge.
Absolutely. And a lot of other news going on as far as Randolph County schools are concerned now. Bring us up to date as far as schools, as far as the COVID-19 updates are concerned.
Well, we're just I say to the people, we're battling the COVID-19 pandemic. We've been in school since August 17. Yes, we've had positive cases. Yes, we've had positive exposure cases. Staff, students, and parents have collectively worked to make sure everybody had the information we needed. We've had to quarantine people for 14-day periods. We've had to put schools on quarantine for 14 days and remote instruction. And all I can say to everybody is a big thank you, because this has been a community effort. And this community decided we were going to have school on August 17, and that was what was important. And now here we are. We've battled, and here we are now. We are finishing volleyball and cross country. We battled through that. The kids had the opportunity to do that. And now here come middle school athletics and high school basketball, and high school men's soccer starts next week. So just credit to this community and credit to staff and students for coming together and saying, we're going to have school in the Randolph County school system. We're going to do it the best we can. It's not going to be easy, but let's stay together and see what we can do. And here we are. I think today may be day 91 of the school year. I'm okay. So proud of the community and so proud of our staff and students.
So we're really halfway done then.
We're right at the halfway point. Yes, sir.
Okay. Dr. Ganey, thank you very much for coming in. And once again, the website. What is it?
www.randolph.k12.nc.us.
There we go. Okay, if you want any more information, just look those up. We appreciate you coming in. Tim Moody, who we call the spin doctor over there. Thanks for coming in, Tim. We sure do appreciate that. Thanks for dropping by, gentlemen.
Thank you.
All right, y'all take care.